Joining me now is Andre Ware, a man who wears many hats. You got the 89 Heisman under your belt. You also do the color analysis for the Houston Texans on the radio, as well as on TV for ESPN College Football. You've seen a lot of SEC football in your days, and you really like Jadeveon Clowney. How much do you like this guy?
I really like him. And, you know, you go back, and rarely do I say that, you know, a guy could have really left high school and gone directly into the NFL. Had a chance to watch him over the last few years, anchored his high school 4x1 relay, and he really hadn't lost much speed, but has put on weight and just become a dynamic player. And so it's hard to imagine that he wouldn't be the first pick in the draft just based on the physical tools, and he works hard. And then you start to imagine J.J. Watt on one side with Jadeveon Clowney. I don't know that you could get better than that in the entire NFL.
You know, does his supposed lack of production his senior year at all worry you?
Not at all, because I did several South Carolina games this year, which is his junior year, and I watched double teams. I watched them move him inside where he was sometimes triple team with a guard in the center. And he commands a double team, so to speak, in basketball terms. But defensive coordinators basically game plan for Jadeveon Clowney. If you want to take a guy out of a game, then you can do that. But you're also putting someone else in one-on-one situations, which he makes his teammates better.
Now, if that were to go down, the Texans were to go with Jadeveon Clowney, probably takes him out of the mix, almost certainly takes him out of the mix for one of those top three quarterbacks. Who else is there?
Well, there are a lot of guys in this draft, and you know, I don't know that one's clearly a clear cut above the rest where you can just say this is the ideal guy, and every draft is, as you know, there's been a slip from somebody that should go a little bit higher than they should or is projected to go. So Blake Bortles, everyone keeps saying that. I love him as a player. I don't know that you spend the first overall pick on him. I don't know if you can trade back and maybe get him later in the draft. But there's going to be some attractive players that go. Zach Mettenberger coming back from an injury could be a steal for somebody, as well as the kid from Georgia, Aaron Murray. You know, you look at those types and not really having to ask them to step right in and play right away, you're going to get a pretty good football player there.
Last thing, you have that Heisman like we mentioned. Mm-hmm. What sort of relationship do you have with a former Heisman Trophy winner in Johnny Manziel?
You know, I haven't met Johnny. I've done a few games, and it just hadn't worked out where we've gotten a chance to meet. I admire the way he plays. I also still think, though, there's plenty of things in his game that he can work on. You can, on the next level, when you watch NFL games, you can't afford to miss receivers that are open right now. You can't pull it down and hope for plays down the field. The way he plays it, it's going to be more of a buttoned-up approach. And when the pressure's there, I don't know that you can kind of not revert back to what you've done all along. So it's going to take a little bit of work for Johnny to really implement or the NFL way, so to speak.
Andre, I got about 17,000 more questions, but you don't have the time, so we're going to let you go. But Andre Ware, we appreciate you.
Oh, man, anytime.